Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ghoul Society.
That's my older sister, Jamie.
And that's my younger sister, Sarah. We are grateful to be recording on the stolen territories of the Lekwungen, Songhees, Esquimalt, and Wasanich peoples, whose historical relationships with the land continue to this day. The fight against colonial violence and racism is ongoing, and we at Ghoul Society are committed to this fight and working toward reconciliation within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast, you are officially inducted as a member into the Ghoul Society.
That was take two.
Because
Jamie
right?
forgot to say it.
That's yeah. close enough.
What doesn't have to be exactly the same every single time.
No, it's true. We could just be those people that just copy and copy paste.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
No, it's not. You know, I really want to play The Sims.
Why? Have you been seeing it at all, a lot online?
Oh, I watch so much Kelsey and Pichichet.
Okay.
Play The Sims.
Yeah. Do you have it? Or would you have to buy it?
I do have it.
But which one?
Let me look.
Like the original?
No, not the original. But there's like 1,700.
I know. It's very vast.
I actually think I deleted it because it was taking up too much space. Yeah, I did. I think I had The Sims 4.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then play it. That's a good wind down.
It's true, but game. Then I get addicted to it.
Yeah, and then you probably wouldn't get your schoolwork done.
Yeah, exactly. So
that would be bad.
We are... This is our second episode today.
Yes.
Welcome.
Jamie had her story. We laughed. I got scared. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
And now it's my turn, and mine is actually kind of scary.
Yeah. Also, Sarah's wearing a shirt that says, just a little cranky.
Did you see the back?
No.
There's a frog.
Aww. And it says, just a little cranky, and there's a mad frog in the middle.
Yeah, I'm always just a little cranky, so... I always wear this shirt on the weekend so that everyone else knows it.
It's kind of true.
Okay. Ouch. Hard truth.
Hard truth. Well, you kind of are a little bit sometimes. Do you want some more light?
Yeah, you can turn that back on.
Okay.
I made her turn off the lamp so that I could take a good picture of her.
Yeah. And truthfully, we're all just a little cranky.
Yeah, it's true.
Just a little.
Just a little. There's all the time.
There are many reasons for us to be cranky in the world.
Yeah.
That's what my therapist would say. There's so many reasons.
Yeah, truly. Really endless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can't think on them too much, because then it ruins your day and your life.
It's true, but you can also let yourself feel emotions
mm-hmm.
and not ask yourself why or where they're coming from.
Yeah, my therapist always tells me to do that. She's like, you should just take 10 minutes of your day and feel how you want to feel and cry.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, that was my allotted time for the day, and now I'm going to do other things.
Yeah. Move on. Put them away.
Yeah.
So you can keep on keeping on with the day.
Yeah.
And yeah. All right. What have you got for me?
Okay. So my story, instead of staying in Canada... like I did for my previous ones, I actually went to Transylvania.
What?
In Romania. Yep. And today I'm going to be talking about the Hoia or Hoia Bashu Forest.
Okay, I think I kind of know about this forest and I'm...
Well, I'm pretty sure Shane and Ryan did an episode about it when they were still a part of BuzzFeed for like BuzzFeed Unsolved. So, it's really well known, too. I'm gonna probably just say the Hoia Forest. A lot of people say Hoia Bashu Forest, but that's just because of where it's located. So, the forest is located near the city of Cluj-Napoca in Transylvania, Romania. It covers around 250 hectares of land and is situated between the Somsolmic River to the south, the Nadas River to the north, and the valley that encompasses the city, Cluj-Napoca. And I guess it's a man-made valley that the city is in.
Oh, like mm-hmm. they just went in there with some tractors and dug it all up?
I guess. Because it said man-made valley, but it's pretty big.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
The Hoya Forest is widely known as the world's most haunted forest, or the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania.
Oh.
Due to visitors' unexplainable events.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like scary forests, by the way, so this is going to be a lot for me.
I was really scared, like, while researching this. I couldn't do it at night.
Yeah.
I was really scared.
Fair. Even though we're not in the forest at all.
Yeah, exactly. The first haunting tale of the forest stems from its name, which is said to be named after a shepherd who went missing in the woods with his 200 flock of sheep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? How?
I don't know. He was just herding them in the woods and they all vanished.
And he vanished too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, maybe he just went to another village.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
That's... No. Mm-mm. No, he's
like... I don't
know! He's not going to leave his livelihood just in the woods and be like, I'm out. See ya.
Well, it is 250 hectares, so that's a lot of land.
Damn. How many acres is that?
So it's, you know, I kind of forget. Wait, I have it written down.
Okay, I can look it up, too. 250 hectares an acre.
Something squared.
Do you want me to tell you?
3 kilometers squared.
Okay, that's actually... more helpful for my brain. It's 617 acres.
Mm-hmm.
3 kilometers squared. That's pretty big.
Yeah, that is big.
That's the distance of from here to the water's edge that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn into a square.
Right.
It's huge.
That's a lot of land. Many people say that the Hoya Forest is haunted by people from the Neolithic period, as archaeologists have found evidence of a settlement in the forest dating back to 6500 BC. So it's considered the oldest settlement in Romania.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to stop moving.
Sorry.
That's okay. But the stories that come from the forest aren't the only spooky aspect. The tree vegetation is odd compared to other forests in the area. The trees are often twisted and turn in a clockwise direction rather than grow straight up. And scientists can't explain why.
What?
Or they're bent, kind of like a seat, and then they curve up and they're twisted.
Okay. Okay, like corkscrew trees.
Mm-hmm. Another weird vegetation area is a perfect circle, perfect is in quotation marks, where nothing grows. This is often referred to as the dead zone or the clearing.
How big is this circle?
It doesn't say, but it's not like too big.
Can I look up a picture?
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you spell the forest?
H-O-I-A.
I just saw the trees.
Aren't they creepy?
They're really creepy.
Yeah. It's like out of a Tim Burton movie or something.
Wow. And okay, tell me more about the dead zone. Wow. It's pretty fucking beautiful, but why are the trees like that?
They don't know why. They really don't know.
That's kind of terrifying.
And I know.
Do they know more about the dead zone or no?
Well, I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So to just get us started, here's a summary of paranormal events that people have experienced while in the Hoya Forest. Many people experience apparitions and figures that vanish into thin air. Some will see glowing eyes in the trees or disembodied faces just kind of in front of them, and then they go away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
I know.
The dead? Are they the dead that were lost in the forest?
We don't know. Other people often hear the sound of someone walking around them, or hoofbeats when no deer or horse is near.
Like ponies?
Sure, a little more cutesy.
Yeah.
Electronic malfunctions, such as compasses spinning wildly, like in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the compass only points to the pearl and it's like going in a circle like crazy. Compasses do that in this forest.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Camera and phone batteries also die, even though they're at full charge.
Classic.
Lastly, people often feel sick, anxious, or feel as if someone is watching them, or will notice scratches on their arms or legs when leaving the forest, without having run into anything. Are you scared yet?
Kind of. I'm a little bit spooked out. I'm just looking on Google Maps of it, and it's kind of interesting because, like, why is there a distinct line from where the forest, it looks like it's burnt and then not burnt?
Maybe it caught on fire.
And I was going to say maybe it was taken on different days, but the line doesn't extend across the map like how it usually does. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
That's weird. Yeah, I didn't even
notice
that.
It's so weird. It's like,
that is
maybe
really
though,
weird.
They must have just overlaid, like, this must be the winter, this must be the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Anyways, okay, I'm listening.
So now I'll discuss some of the most popular tales from the Hoya Forest, starting in 1968. So it's August. It's quite warm out. Emile Barnia, a military technician, his girlfriend and a couple of friends paid the Hoya Forest a visit. They were situated near the dead zone or clearing, which at the time did not exist.
What?
So they were just in the forest when his girlfriend called him over to where she was, saying there was something in the sky.
Oh.
When Emile reached her, they witnessed a silver disc in the sky that stayed in place for more than 2 minutes.
Just That's hovered a long there. Time. I hate aliens. I'm so mad at you right now.
Luckily, Emile had his camera with him and was able to take a picture of the UFO before it bolted back into the sky, never to be seen again. It's said that this UFO is what caused the dead zone.
Oh, like radiation?
Yeah, or like emissions.
Okay, did the people die from some kind of radiation something?
No, they're alive.
Okay.
They didn't die. No one died.
Okay.
Emile was able to develop these photos and put them in local newspapers, with the majority of people citing weather balloons or a blimp shot at a weird angle. Because of the attraction the pictures got, an investigation was conducted, but there was no record of any weather balloon or blimp flying in the area that day. Additionally, they looked at Emile's negatives, but they found no evidence of tampering with the negative film.
Right. Emile doesn't lie. He's like, no. I'm not joking around here, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We got some aliens to show you.
This picture of the UFO is what brought fame to the Hoya Forest. And this incident is really what started the world's fascination with the forest.
Okay, but it's an old forest.
Yeah.
And no one felt scared until the 1960s.
No, I think people probably felt scared before, but it was more of a local forest or more of a more well-known, like, over in Europe. And then after 1968, it went more worldwide.
Okay, that makes sense. Got it.
Now we'll go to a story from 1999. The story is from a group of hikers exploring the Hoya Forest. This group of hikers entered the forest late one afternoon to explore the area around the dead zone. As it neared dusk, they began to experience very weird things. They experienced a noticeable temperature drop when entering the dead zone, despite it being summer. And when they left the dead zone, it was warm again.
Weird.
Their compasses spun erratically and their phone batteries were drained, despite being charged moments ago.
That's so weird because you would think, because the dead zone is just a big, like, open field of grass, you would think it would actually be warmer.
Mm-hmm. Cause exactly.
When cause you it's... go into the forest canopy, it's cooler.
Yeah.
But it was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
They began to hear heavy footsteps within the tree line circling the group. Whispers in the woods and faint laughter echoed through the trees.
They're walking through it in the dark?
No, they hear something walk through the woods and laugh. God. They're hearing things in the woods.
That's so scary.
A few of the members of the group began to feel dizzy and felt as if they were being watched. And one person got unexplainable scratches on their arm and claimed they weren't scratched by any of the foliage on their way in or out of the forest.
So spooky.
Upon leaving the forest, all of these symptoms stopped.
Wow.
They reported their experiences to a local paranormal team who unfortunately weren't able to replicate what the hikers experienced. So a lot of people believe it could be psychological, like folia do, but like group psychosis kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it just could have been environmental. It could have been a weird day.
Right. And maybe it was just they did get scratched by the foliage, but they were too scared and they were running too fast.
Yeah, and maybe they just didn't notice, because that's happened to us a lot. growing up so in the woods.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. The next story is about the time traveling girl.
Oh, I just got chills. I love that.
This tale goes back to the 20th century. So it says late 20th century. My guess is anywhere between like the 70s and 90s. Mm-hmm. When a family was having a picnic in the Hoya Forest, when their 5-year-old daughter wandered off into the forest and vanished.
No, okay. Here's the thing. Okay, listen up. Listen up for a second. I work with kids a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around kids a lot.
Yeah.
And I do understand that kids go missing and it's very easy for it to happen. And I feel mm-hmm. especially more in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yes.
But did they have any other kids?
It doesn't say.
Okay. If I was on a picnic in the forest, in a spooky forest with my family.
Yeah.
I'm not taking my eyes off my child.
Yeah, right?
I'm not trying to blame. I understand that this shit easily happens.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not easily, but
yeah.
Also, that is terrifying.
Yeah, isn't it?
I would be in serious panic mode.
Yeah, she just kind of walked away. No one really noticed. Oh,
God, I hate that. I hate it. I hate it.
And it only was like a couple of minutes.
I know.
That they weren't watching her.
That's always how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In a panic, the parents began to search for her. But with no luck, they were able to assemble a volunteer search party. So it had been quite a few hours at this point. But no trace of the girl could be found. They came to the conclusion that she was either lost or was abducted by someone else in the forest that day.
So, so sad.
Mm-hmm. So, why is this tale so popular when researching the Hoya Forest? Well, 5 years after the girl had gone missing, she reappeared in the same area where she vanished. She wore the same clothes, showed no signs of trauma or being lost in the woods for 5 years, and had not aged.
Okay, okay, okay. Let me get this straight. Okay, I'm done moving around on my chair now. I'm sorry, very fidgety.
That's okay.
Let me get this straight. So she, the real version of her, reappeared.
5 years later.
Not a ghost.
Nope.
People touched her. Like, physically, it was her.
Yes, that's what the story says.
Her parents got her back?
That's how it goes.
What the fuck? Is she alive today?
Well, I'm not done.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is insane.
She couldn't provide any insight into where she had gone or what happened. She had no memory of ever disappearing. To her, she went into the woods and came back to her parents right away.
Whoa.
But they obviously weren't there because it had been 5 years.
Okay.
Jamie's shocked.
Yes. This is terrifying.
The paranormal community believes this tale gives evidence to time slips, dimensional portals, and alternate realities where the normal rules of our world do not apply. However, there is a lack of public records of this girl going missing.
Okay.
And there's not really any documented reports of the search occurring.
Okay.
So most people just think it's part of the Hoya Forest folklore to scare people into thinking there's something more going on inside than we think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's really the most popular tale. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people in the paranormal community think it's time slips or a portal. Wow.
That's so crazy.
Now, because of this, we'll touch on dimensional portals. It's said within the paranormal community that the forest is where the veil between worlds is thin or may even be torn, leading to the belief that one could go to another dimension while in the forest.
Okay, imagine being in there on Halloween when the veil is the thinnest.
Yeah, right. I was thinking about that.
Or on actual Samhain.
Yeah, that would be extra, extra scary. I would probably not do that.
Let's go.
To Romania?
Honestly, yeah, I would go to Romania.
Okay, we can go. The Dead Zone, you were questioning about it, so here's where I'll talk about it. It's thought to be a gateway or portal to these other dimensions. After all, this area of the forest is where many people experience disorientation, headaches, feeling sick to their stomach, and that time passes them by, or people, quote, miss time, which is a gap in conscious memory, like amnesia. People who experience missing time in the dead zone report that they go through a portal to another reality or timeline, and when they return to ours, they don't remember time passing, but their watches often tell a different story.
Like their watches are set to the time that they think or the time that we think?
The time that is in our reality.
Okay.
So they go through a portal, they come back, and they're like, no time has passed. But it's like 5 hours later.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. These portals are said to form as orbs of light or weird mist in a concentrated spot, or even physical doorways that just appear out of thin air, like misty doorways.
I was imagining like a wooden door.
Just pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a misty doorway.
Okay.
If that's not creepy enough, I went to Reddit to see if anyone had shared their own experiences while in the Hoya Forest.
Amazing.
Many said they had a lovely time enjoying the woods and have gone hiking there many times without incident. But I did see a couple short stories of people experiencing paranormal events. The first one I found on Reddit/Forest. One person with the screen name Razvin RFM shared that they were with a friend walking around the forest one evening when they both watched their phone batteries plummet while taking pictures of each other. But when they left the forest, they watched as their battery life went back up immediately.
Weird. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even just drain it and then it's stuck like that. It just drains it for a second.
Yeah, for them it went back up as soon as they left the forest.
Wow.
Being a bit freaked out about their batteries draining so weirdly fast, they ran out of the woods. But what felt like 30 minutes to them was a couple hours that they were there.
Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Also, it was kind of dark when they were there. So I don't know.
Interesting, though. Maybe, though. Maybe truly it felt like half an hour.
Yeah.
And then it was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big discrepancy.
Well, they said like 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So not my cup of tea. Thank you. I would rather not deal with that. Second story I found on Reddit/Romania. One person by the screen name Murdoch80 recounts a short but fun time they had while visiting the Hoya Forest with some friends. They went to the clearing or the dead zone and really just hung out there for a bit. They were there until the early hours of morning and didn't experience anything unusual until the writer had to go to the bathroom. The writer is the author of the post. Walking away from their group into the woods to pee, they heard a loud cough to their left. Confused, they shone their flashlight but didn't see anything. They didn't really think anything of it, and when they turned their light away, they heard another cough and a flurry of footsteps.
Oh, I hate that.
Mm-hmm. They looked again, but only saw trees. Thinking their friends were playing a joke on them, they said, haha, that's very funny, guys, and finished going pee and returned to the group. After returning to the group, the writer said their friend's prank didn't scare them. Looking confused, the writer said, what happened? Because their friends were like, what do you mean? We didn't do anything. Their friends said there was no way they could have gone around them, like into the woods, coughed in the forest, ran a bit, and then made it back into the clearing without the writer seeing them.
Right.
Like, there's no way.
There's no way. Especially not with a flashlight.
Yeah, right? They all decided to head back to their car without incident, although the writer did mention experiencing multiple temperature differences within the forest.
Okay.
Almost like cold spots in a lake.
Yeah.
So they would walk a couple feet, it'd be super cold, walk a couple other feet, and it would be super warm and windy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Despite these tales and experiences, the Hoya Forest is a beautiful area, and I think it's a must-see when in Romania.
Yeah, so we're going.
So would you visit?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I would. I kind of want to because I want to debunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, feels to me like cold spots in a forest kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, forests are their own ecosystems,
mm-hmm.
and environments,
yeah.
In a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would go. Would you come with me?
I'm kind of scared. The trees are so freaky.
I would not go at night. I
no.
wouldn't be caught dead there
no.
at night. But I would go during the day.
Mm-hmm.
and I would take pictures and keep my like audio recorder on.
Oh yeah, that would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny when I was on Reddit and I was looking for a couple stories. A lot of people were like, my family's been hiking there for 500 years. No incident.
Yeah.
So vampires. Get it? Because Transylvania.
Oh my gosh.
Stereotypical. I love that. Yeah. And people are like, I don't know. My mom, who's dead, goes on hikes through the forest and she has a great time.
I love
it's
that.
Like ghosts and stuff.
That's so funny.
It was really funny.
That's awesome.
But that's my story on the Hoya Forest.
Thank you. Forests scare me. Forests now they scare me more.
All forests are scary at night, I think. I've never liked being in them at night.
Me neither.
I'm always like turning around. Is there something behind me?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I've tried to challenge myself with that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have.
But I just can't.
No.
I get so scared.
I get scared just being in my house when it's dark outside.
Yeah, me too. Could it be that we're listening to ghost things all the time? No.
I mean, but I've kind of always felt that way though.
Me too. That's true, actually. It's not just because of what we have indoctrinated ourselves with.
Yeah.
I think it's just a feeling.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hooked on a feeling, how I believe in that you're in love with me.
Okay, well, we can't sing a song on the podcast. Oh, it's copyright.
Sorry, that's a copyrighted song if you didn't know already. So, just letting you know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah,
I'm
thanks
glad
everyone
you liked
for
it.
Oh, yeah, I really liked it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was intrigued the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time.
Thanks.
Bye. If you have any questions or comments or want to send us your own stories, you can email us at ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at ghoulsocietypod. Yo.
You forgot the part.
Oh, yeah.
By listening to this podcast,
you're inducted
into the fucking whatever it is.
Okay.